Characterize Thad Lewis for me. What do you see when you watch him on tape?
I think he's a good leader, can make plays with his feet, got good NFL arm, just a competitor.
He seems to me as a reflection of his head coach a little bit. Kind of that he's scrappy.
Right. I mean, the guy's literally in the streets, you can say, a few weeks ago, and he's just hungry. I think it's a guy that's hungry, trying to make a name for himself, and it's just feel like he just won't be denied. So anytime you play like a guy like that, he's dangerous and can change a game.
Can you compare him to anybody?
As of right now, not really. He's a little bit unusual. I mean, he's about 6 feet tall. Like I said, he can make plays with his legs. There's not really too many people I can compare him to because, you know, he hasn't really played so many games. So he's just a good player. I know that.
They've primarily relied on two different running backs, it seems. You tell me if I'm wrong in that. But what makes that unique about preparing for a team that does that?
Because, you know, you got C.J. Spiller, which he can, the guy runs about 4.3 and can run there. Edge and, you know, run as fast as any running back in the league. And then you got Fred Jackson. He can still, you know, just pound it down and run through the A-B gap and just run over your middle linebacker. So kind of preparing for this. It's a two-headed monster. You know, it's a dangerous team. You got to stop the run to be able to do the things we want to do on third down.
All right. With all that being said about what we've talked about, if you had to tell me what the strength of their offense is that they're going to lean on and that you all have to find a way to stop, what would it be?
The running game. I mean, I feel like if we don't stop the running game, we won't be able to do anything else. There won't be a passing game. Can't stop the running game. I think they're about second in the league rushing yards per game. That's our priority. We stop the run, and everything else that we've been planning to do, we'll be able to do.
Take me through practice, and just for a moment, it seems that there's a unique set of things that get done each day. There's a Wednesday routine, a Thursday routine. What's the Thursday routine? What's unique about Thursdays?
Thursdays is like, you know, your third down day. You go over, you know, your pressures, and you're not really you're concerned about the run, but obviously the priority is just third down. And obviously we know third down is a crucial down in this league, but like I said before, if we don't stop the run, we won't be able to get the third down, or it'll be limited. So we want to be able to do that and get, you know, our young guys that we have up front to get after this quarterback.
Do you build their look up? Do you start with like a half a line and then work your way to a full line to recognize their look, or at least work on aspects of that third down situation? I'm trying to learn more about how you prepare yourself for those third down situations.
You watch film. You watch film, of course, but then you what you see on film is like how you feel like you're going to react to those plays that they have on, you know, the guys that your opponents. So practice field, we have assignments that we have to do. We just go out there and we just have to complete the assignments. And then we watch it after practice to see, you know, if guys missed a few assignments. Then Friday is just a total review of just everything, Wednesday and Thursday.